Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Real Talk for Real People show, a show that where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his people, to get clarification, to get fundamentals, and to find out what mistakes we made to, in order to get us in the situation that we find ourselves in. And we are making reference to the other lead students because we're students for life. It's Cottrell of New York City. It's Sister Avia of New York City. Although Sister Avia is listening in, she won't be with us verbally speaking, but she'll be with us. She's listening in and in spirit also. But that being said, Yah wants us to get our fundamentals right. And once you get your fundamentals right, you have no excuse. If you get the code right, it's up to you to follow the code. And Yah sees about his code, and we'll find that out in this next series of studies, the Book of Shemot. The beginnings for the codification process begins. Some of you call them the Ten Commandments. And it's certainly that. And Yah don't take them seriously, and neither should we. But I like to say, first and foremost, leading off in our studies, before I bring Cottrell and Sister, well, I won't be bringing Sister Avia, but before I bring Cottrell on, I like to give praises and thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And you know, when you said something like that, you must be serious. Yah will tell you in one of these commandments that you don't take his vain and his name in vain. Meaning you just don't say, hey, Yah this, Yah that, Yah help me praise, Yah bless. You got to be serious about what you're saying. Because he's serious about his name. He shouldn't take it lightly. And we're going to go on to find out in these studies. So bring him our thanksgiving and blessings to the Most High and praises to his name. It's got to be something serious. It simply shouldn't be lip service. And you think you're being cute. You're not being cute. And the Most High will hold you accountable for that, speaking his name in vain. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I'd like to give thanksgiving and blessings to his name. The opportunities he's given me in life and the opportunity he's given us in life. The opportunity to have our souls restored for his name's sake. To have our health restored for his name's sake. The food we eat, the water we drink, protection, the wisdom and understanding that we have. The opportunities, the multiple opportunities that he give us in life. For myself and for you also. I'd like to praise Yah for the opportunity to study with a smart mind like Katria and Sister Abia, who loves the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters, if they've done this, and I can assure you, this brother and this sister, they don't take these commandments lightly, and neither should you. I don't take them lightly either. I don't go around lying on folks. I don't go around killing folks. I don't go around speaking the Lord's name in vain. No, I take these quite seriously because I know the Most High is trying to help us fundamentally get these things right. And it can't be, none of these can be taken serious. And you can get away around them. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. This is family night. Let's do family. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is out. Shalom.
All praises. Shalom, Yahshua Fahri. May the Most High bless you. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom to Sister Abia as well. And I'd like to give thanks to the Most High for life, health, and strength, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for his loving kindness and tender mercies, even answering my prayers when I was in trouble and in dire straits, for choosing us as a nation and even being with us as a nation.
Hallelujah.
All the promises that he made to us as a people and a nation, for his word is true.
Praise
and
God.
Thank Yah for you and the family that's out there that's trying to seek Yah and gain this knowledge and understanding. And my sister Abia, she's out there. I want to share my love with her. May Most High bless and be with her. All praise the Most High.
Praise Yah, Cottrell. Cottrell, any commentary before we get started, my brother?
Not really.
Okay. Let's get with it. May the Most High bless you,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
And each of you fellow students. The 20th chapter of the book of Shemot. Some of you call it Genesis. That's not the correct name. The correct name is Shemot. The book of names, the most important one in these studies, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And let me remind you, Yah is speaking to Moses, and our nation is round about listening, still listening to what Yah is saying to Moses. They are hearing these commandments firsthand. And Yah spoke all these words, saying, I am Yah, your Elohim, who brought you out of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage. I did this. Didn't nobody else do this for you? And because of what I did for you, you should have no other gods before me. You heard that? No other. I don't care what these Europeans told you about the new thing and the new letter, red letter thing. Yah told you specifically. He ain't changed that. Let me repeat what I just said so that you don't be confused. You shall have no other gods before me. How you going to put some new thing before Yah? You shall not make for yourself, which all your little crosses and whatnots, a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Elohim, Yah, your Elohim, am a jealous God. visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third, fourth generation of those who hate me, because you ain't going to follow what I'm saying anyway. But showing mercy to thousands of those who love me, because they do what I tell them to do, and keep my commandments. And what I just said about that contract, you should not take the name of Yah, your Elohim, in vain. For Yah would not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You got to be careful what you're saying when you're saying what you're saying. Gautrell, what say you, my brother?
You just said it. You got to be careful what you say. And if you ask Christians what's the Ten Commandments, they're going to misquote the Most High. Because when you hear a Christian recite the Ten Commandments, what they say? I'm the Lord your God. You shall have no other God before me.
Right.
You shall not make idol unto yourself. Thou shalt not take the Lord, the name of the Lord thy God, in vain. They misquoting God, because he's very specific.
He said,
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage. You, who is he talking to? The nation of Israel, shall have no other gods before me. And don't make no idols, nor image of anything that is in heaven above, sun, moon, stars, angels, or that's in the earth beneath, whales, fish, whatever God you're serving, or in the waters under the earth, bulls. You should not bow yourself down to them or serve them, because people bow down to these things. For I, Yah, am your Elohim. Who's Elohim? The nation of Israel. He's jealous for us, visiting iniquity with the fathers on the children. So his punishment goes deep when we disobey just the first two laws, the first two commands. And then the third command, you shall not misuse the name of Yah, your Elohim, for Yah will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And I hear people throw Jesus' name in all kind of stuff, crap games, basketball games. And if he was Yah, they would be in trouble.
Cottrell, what did you say, Cottrell? Basketball game, crab game. You ain't lying, my brother. You ain't lying.
Good thing they don't know the Most High's name, because it would be terrible if they threw Most High's name around like they throw Jesus' name around.
You ain't lying, my brother. Praise Yah. And he goes on to say about the Shabbat. Remember the Shabbat day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Shabbat of Yah, your Elohim. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in the 6 days, the Elohim made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in it, them, and rested the 7 day. Therefore, Yah blessed the Sabbath and holiday.
Yes. You think that would have fly with Pharaoh?
Pharaoh didn't care nothing about no Shabbat. You better get in there and make that straw and without them brick, that clay without them bricks, without that straw. That's what you better be doing.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. Yeah, I said you take off on the seventh day. Pharaoh would like, what y'all doing?
You can only do those things. Right. You can only do those things when you're in control in your land. When you control all elements of everything. You could not do that in any form of captivity, gotcha. Let's be realistic. Okay.
And it shows your son's got to be in check. Your daughter's got to be in check. Your servants got to be in check. Your livestock got to be in check. And all the strangers that's walking around, they got to be in check too. This is Shabbat.
Exactly. But you can't do that, fundamentally speaking, Cartier, because of the fact you're not in control of anything. And your children are out of control. You can't control them. They're at a football game or basketball game or whatnot. They're at a date, on date night or whatever they're doing. But now, if you were in your lane, you had control of the whole dynamics, you could exercise that authority. But you can't exercise. I've never in our studies, country, we study quite a bit in captivity, former captivity, where they celebrated Shabbat in captivity.
Right. And I was in Mexico, and when I was in Mexico, they have what they call siestas.
Right.
12 noon.
Right.
And the whole country stops. They stop working. Everybody takes about an hour break. It's amazing. And I could imagine that for the whole land, but I've never seen that within a whole land. Just everybody rests one day. Nobody's doing anything.
It would be a beautiful sight to see, Kadri. Be assured. Praise Yah.
Oh, yeah. And Yah was wise enough to give us and tell us, y'all need to stop working one day, chill, because we would go 24/7, 365.
Exactly.
Which is Babylon, the rat race you run in. People work 7 days a week, 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, killing themselves.
Run themselves into the grave, Kadri.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? Thank you, Kadri. And this is very significant. You have to honor your father and your mother. You ain't got to like them. You ain't got to love them. But you have to honor the position that they wear, the seat that they sit in. That your days, and why should you do that? If you do that, your days may be long upon the land which Yah, your Elohim, is giving you within our land. And you should not murder, point blank, for any reason.
And murder is different from killing.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a big difference. The taking of one's life is a big difference, murder and killing. All right. Thank you, Kadri. You should not commit. Go ahead, brother. You want to clarify
that's
on that?
For something that's for something that people look up and clarify for themselves. What's the difference between killing and murder?
Well, here's a difference. Let me give you an analogy. If I had a friend over here, he's in my kitchen. He comes running out of my kitchen with an AK-7 and a butcher knife. If I bust a cap in him, that ain't murder. Okay? So you know right from wrong, okay? You know right from wrong. All right?
And you got to kill to eat, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Even plants.
Yeah. It's true, Kadri. But if you're just killing animals for the sake of killing animals, to hang their heads on your wall, that's highly questionable. That's murder. You kill a little Bambi just to hang him on your wall. Thank you, Kadri. Next, you should not commit adultery. Let me make a clarification for you. What are fornication and adultery? Neither one of them is good for us, okay? Fornication is having sex with someone without the authority or control of a marriage. That's not good. Adultery, different dynamic. This is a married person, someone having sex with a married person on either side. That's a high penalty for the Most High. A very extreme penalty for him because he understands the formulation and the fundamentals of structure. He has a high despise for someone despising his structure, which is a marriage. And so when you go against the grain to disrespect a marriage, the Most High takes it with a great despite. And the reason why I said that, all they had to do is go to Proverbs 7 and see how his disregard for anyone that breaks the bonds of matrimony by virtue of sexual acts with a married woman, a married man, and so on and so forth. It's something that the Most High takes seriously. I know they don't take it seriously in this Western Hemisphere, in the daughter of Babylon. But it's a quite serious offense with the Most High. Praise Yah. And if you want a, if you want a woman, get your own woman. If you want a husband, get your own husband. It's some, it's very something serious. Cartrails, what say you, bro?
It's the foundation of a nation, the family. And when outside forces interfere with marriages, y'all looks down upon it because we can see the results. Babylon, they condone adultery, open marriage, and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Where they at now? Where the Romans were the same way. The Greeks were the same way. Where they at now?
They have no moral compass. When you start doing that, you have no moral compass.
And I didn't say it. Y'all said it. So if you got an issue with it, take it up with him. Thank you, Katrina. Also, you should not steal. Point blank. You should not bear false witness against your brother. Mean lie on your brothers or sisters. You should lie on your brothers and sisters. Something quite serious.
Especially in court.
It's, yep, especially in court. Keep it real. Yah goes on to cut off the even yearning for desiring things that ain't yours. Yah says in verse 7 that you should not covet your neighbor's house. Meaning you should not yearn for your neighbor's house. You should not yearn for your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. You shouldn't yearn for anything that ain't yours. If you're yearning for something, your mind ain't right. And it's just that simple. So that's what the word covet means. Katria, any commentary?
So you're trying to say universal white racist supremacy, something wrong with them?
Yeah, they are covetous people. They yearn for everything that ain't there. They're willing to kill it, to take it. Their history shows and bear in mind what they do. Go ahead, brother.
We want a piece of the booty. We want to be down with their party after they stole everything they got.
Exactly. We want to be just like them. Just like our enemies.
The saying that goes, God bless the child that has his own.
Exactly.
If it ain't yours, don't try to steal it. Don't be desiring it.
Right. Bottom line. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Y'all says again. Now, the people were afraid of Yah's presence at this junction. Like I said, they had been hearing his voice talking to Moses all this time, and they're terrified. Now, all the people witnessed the thundering, the lightning, flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us. We don't even want to hear him no more. And we were here, because we can't handle this, but let not Yah speak with us, least we die. We can't handle it. I know we said we was jealous and everything and whatnot, but we can't handle his voice. You speak to him, and then you tell us what he said. So a lot of folk be asking for positions that they're incapable to fulfill. And when they get in those positions, they find out they can handle it. Not only respect to Yah, anything else for that matter. We need to learn how to humble ourselves and accept our positions in life under the auspices of Yah. Praise Yah, Katrina, and bless his holy name. What say you?
Yes. I don't think those boundaries that they first set up so that the people wouldn't break through were really necessary. Because this thing about a far distance on their own accord.
Exactly.
But the fact that they hear the Most High speaking is an amazing thing. This is what they're witnessing as a nation, and no other nation can claim that they heard the voice of the Most High speaking like this. And usually when there's thunderstorms and lightning and thunder, our people shut off the TV, the radio, turn out the lights. Our grandmother used to say the Most High speaking, and we used to wonder what she's talking about. But when you find out that the Most High speaks through thundering and lightning and thick darkness. You understand why they told us to turn the TV off and turn the radio down, turn the lights out, because the Most High is speaking. Now we understand where they got it from.
Yeah, it's part of our DNA. It's part of our DNA. Although a lot, it's part of our DNA. We know when and how the voice of Yah is spoken because our ancients heard his voice. There's something that's awesome and terrifying at the same time. And like I said, they didn't want to hear no more. They told Moses, hey, you talk for us and then tell us what Yah said.
Ain't that something? Because they want to put themselves on the same level as Moses, thinking that Moses don't know what he's doing.
Right.
But when they heard that voice, when I heard the Most High speak, they're like, okay, we get it now.
Ain't that true, brother? Ain't that true? Praise Yah.
Or did they?
So did they learn anything? Gotcha.
You would hope. Yeah. But I don't think they did.
No, not if you study like we study, you'd find that out. Then Moses said to the people, do not fear. For Yah has come to test you. Yah will test you to see what you'll do. And that his fear may be before you so that you might not see it. Yah wants you to be scared. Why do he want you to be scared of him? So you don't see him. So if you're not scared of Yah, you're going to do what you want to do, when you want to do, and how you want to do it. But to whoever you want to do it. Yah said, I want you to be scared of me. You know why you need to be scared of Yah? Because he ain't playing and you ain't cute and it's something serious. So he's saving you in a way because you're terrified of it. If you have a healthy respect for me, you won't do some of the things you do. So Yah's looking after us even when we're not looking after ourselves by way of terror. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
These tests that he's given us are the most important tests in life that we're taking.
Mm-hmm.
We think the tests that men give us, the jobs or education or whatever, are so important. But every time Yah tests us, it's the most important test in our lives. So he's testing us now. Will we pass the test?
Yeah, we have to get beyond ourselves, Contreras. We have to get beyond our past, ourselves, in order to receive what the Most High has. Lack of understanding. You have to get past that. If you don't get past that, I don't know what it said for you. If you don't feel, I mean, Proverbs says it in the very beginning, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. Is that not right, Contreras?
Yes. The fear of Yah, the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the All Holy, is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So this chapter right here, chapter 20 in the book of Deuteronomy, is simple. It's plain. It ain't complicated. He told us not to have any other gods. Don't make idols. And what do the people do? Are they listening? Are they paying attention? Are they obeying what Yah said? Or are they doing what they want to do? Worship as many idols as they want. Make as many idols as they want. They don't even know the Most High's name.
Well, they'll soon find out quite shortly, Cartier, that the Most High means exactly what he said, when he said, and how he said it. Because they went right against the grain. And that's how we are. We think Yah's a good luck charm. He's a joke. That old fool don't know what he's talking about. I can do what I want to do. He ain't going to hurt me. Okay, we're going to see how that work out for some of us quite shortly in our study.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
He can't see us. We can't see him, so he must not be around.
Oh, man. Sad statement of affairs, Katria. He sees everything, everybody. So stop lying to yourselves and one another, thinking it's some sort of joke. You cute. You're not cute doing nothing wrong against Yah. Okay? And sometimes people think they're hurting other people by doing that, Katria. Oh, I'm a hurt, Katria. How you gonna hurt Cartier? I'm gonna lie to the sap sucker. I hurt Cartier. I lied to him. Okay. You keep on lying to yourselves. And thank you, Hurt Cottrell. You ain't hurt Cottrell by bearing false witness against Cottrell. You only hurt yourself. So stop lying to yourselves and one another and take these studies quite seriously, because the Most High don't play people. As I said, quite soon you'll find out that the Most High don't play when he told our ancients, don't build no idols, don't bow down for them idols. I ain't playing with y'all, and I want y'all to be scared of me, because if y'all scared of me, maybe you won't do what you do. But if you don't and go against the grain, I got something for you. You'll see our ancients, and the apple don't fall from the tree falls river. So we think everything cute. It doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. If y'all said something, it matters because it means everything in regards to your soul. So it ain't cute, people. Praise y'all. Cottrell, what say you, my brother?
I know that when the Most High sends through his storms, like we're seeing in the South now with the tornadoes and how he rips stuff up, they be thinking about the Most High then.
You better believe it. Why wait that late, Cottrell? Why put yourself in the dilemma to play with Yah? You don't even know if you may come out of that thunderstorm, those hail that's coming out of the sky, big as softball. One pop you in the head, that's it. You go outside to get the mail, they start flowing down. Bam, you gone. Come on, Peter, stop playing with yourself. You're not fooling nobody but yourselves. Thank you, Cottrell. Yah says, so the people stood afar off, but Moses even drew near. He even came closer to the thick cloud where Yah was. And when you got Yah and Yah got you, you can do certain things. But when Yah got you and you ain't with Yah and you just using his name in vain, you can't draw near. You just like those Mithraimites. When Yah put the darkness on Mithraim, and they were right across the way from Goshen. They couldn't even see the light. Matter of fact, they couldn't even see their hands. You can't see the light of Yah if you're in darkness. It could be right in your face. You can't see the light of Yah. It's true. Thank you, Cottrell. Let's go on to the altar. All praise. Then Yah said to Moses, here's how he wants his altar built. You can't build it out of no trees in your backyard, out of no willow branches, somewhere in this Western Hemisphere. And you can't use no bricks you just bought at Lowe's, okay, or Home Depot. Yah gives you specifications, just like he gave us specifications as far as these commandments are concerned. Then Yah said to Moses, thus you should say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me, gods of silver or gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves with all your little crosses and whatnot.
You mean the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, all those two. Because I don't see where he mentioning all that. As a matter of fact, he didn't tell you make no image of him. So why are you doing some extra stuff? He says, thank you, God. You should not make for your all praise an altar of earth. You shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, your oxen, and every place where I record my name, I will come to you. Where your name is recorded. Is it recorded in these United States of America, Cottrell?
No. But this book of names is called a book of names for a reason, isn't it?
Exactly. Is it recorded in Breton, Cottrell?
It might be. Yah, he owns the world.
He does. But I think Yah is making reference to the place he holds in significance, where he sits in Jerusalem.
Well, he's leading the nation of Israel, yes.
And the temple.
Wherever he leads us, we must follow.
In the temple. Well, wherever he leads you, right about that country, because, you know, we built that movable temple, that movable place.
Tabernacle,
right. We had that movable tabernacle where it could go along with us, okay, that Yah had prescribed. Not something you making up in your backyard, okay? All right? Let's get it correct. Let's get our fundamentals right. You should sacrifice on it your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, your oxen. And every place where I record my name, I will come to you, and I will bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, this is what it requires. If you make me an altar of stone, you should not build it on hewn stone. For if you use your tools on it, you shall profane it, nor shall you go up by steps. You just don't walk up no steps to my altar, that your nakedness may be exposed. You don't see. If Yah is that specific about your behind being out, walking up steps, don't you think he's specific about everything, Katya? He don't want to see your butt. He don't want your butt exposed. Talking about you worshiping Yah and walking up steps, your buttock showing. This ain't no Forrest Gump movie, okay? I got shot in the buttocks. As far as y'all is concerned, this is some real stuff here, people. And you better take the Most High seriously, because y'all is serious as your soul being snatched away from you and thrown in the bottom of Sheol. That's why he left you these Ten Commandments. So you ain't got to figure out nothing. This is not something you got to guess on. This is an open book test. So either you're going to do what Yah said as far as these Ten Commandments are concerned, as far as the law of the altar is concerned, or you're going to reap the consequences. It's just that simple. So don't get mad at Contrail. Don't get mad at Sustavia. Don't get mad at Yom Sufari. You take it up with Yah. You got a problem with anything that the Most High possessed before you. If you got a problem, you want to worship other gods, you want to put the cross on. Let me repeat that. You don't worship other gods, and Yah said, I'm a jealous God. I don't need nobody in my space. And you won't walk around with your little cross. You're going to cross yourself out. Praise Yah. And bless his holy name. Cartrell, what say you, my brother? And I'm going to hand the mic off to you.
You summed it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Enough said. Most High said it all in this chapter. It's a chapter we should meditate on and really understand as a people. Because we should definitely put down them idols that we serve in. All the denominations of Christianity, they're way off. So, I have to pay attention. All praises.
So thank you, Cartrell, and thank you, fellow students. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's what it's all about, people. Yah ain't told you to go out doing all the stuff. And these Europeans tell you everything. And daughter of Babylon, they say anything goes, because you know they do anything. They are a lie. They got warehouses of lying. They don't mind lying on you and anybody else for that matter. As a matter of fact, the Native American often said, white men speak with forked tongues. But you want to speak with a forked tongue too. Come on now, brothers and sisters. We have become a monstrosity, reason being, because we don't want to follow Yah. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, however we want to do it, and to whoever we want to do it. And as a result, we have become a monstrosity. We have no fundamentals. We have no structure. We have no codification. We have no discipline. Look at us now. The evidence don't lie. You can look at us on any news channel. I would say that's a monstrosity. And I would further say, because they don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and they don't know the codification processes. And that's, we have become a monstrosity. Praise Yah, Gadriel. Praise Yah, fellow students.
Praise Yah. Praise God.
Well, Cartrell, is about to proceed in the next series of studies. These things are synchronized by the Most High. And I said, Cartrell, we don't synchronize this stuff. Just do what the Most High says. Let's see if there's any synchronization in this. Psalms 41, Psalm 41, a song of King David. Don't think anything going to be easy breezy, brother. If you think just because you know Yah, folks ain't going to come at you. Folks ain't going to do you any old messy, old trashy, old tacky old way. Sometimes terrorists. Well, yes, they will. The blessing and suffering of the godly. There's blessings also along with that. The blessing and suffering of the godly. Because if you do what Yah says, there's blessing. And even if you do what Yah says, there's suffering of the godly. It's not easy, people. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, I'm going to hand it off to you. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we see the Most High makes us suffer. They were suffering when they came out of Egypt. They thought there was no food. They thought there was no water. Amalekites attacked them. So just because you walk with the Most High doesn't mean that there's not going to be adversity. But it's really a test to see if we're going to turn to Yah, cry out to Yah, ask for his help. And King David is trying to mold us in that pattern to show us what he did when he was in trouble. So all praises to our King, King David, created by the Most High, to give us this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how to relate to our Creator. Psalms 41, verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. How many of us consider the poor, Yamsun?
Not many.
Because we poor ourselves pretty much. But I'm sure if we had money, we would help the poor. But though rich people don't help poor people in this country, and I ain't rich, I try to help the poor whenever I can.
You and I both, brother. You and I both.
There's always somebody that's worse off than you. You may not be on that high level, but there's always somebody that is worse off than you. And you should consider them and show them loving kindness and tender mercy. And what happens when you do that? Yah will deliver him in a day of evil. Because we know the day of evil is coming. But Yah going to look at your record and see what you've done. Did you consider the poor and the needy when they needed it? When this day of evil is upon you? Or was you thinking about yourself? Well, that's to be determined. Yah will preserve him and keep him alive in a day of evil. He shall be blessed on the earth. And he will not surrender to him. He will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. So Yah going to look out for you to take care of the poor. Yah will sustain him on his sick bed. Wow. And restore him from his bed of illness. You ain't got to worry about doctors. All you got to do is cry out to Yah, and he'll give you the solution to your problem. I said, Yah, have mercy on me. Yah let King David letting you know. He calls on Yah. Have mercy on me, Yah. When I'm sick, when I got my illness, have mercy on me. Heal me. For I have sinned against you. Maybe that's why I'm sick. Maybe that's why I'm ill. My enemies speak evil against me. What do they say? When will he die and his name perish? If he comes to see me, he speaks falsehood. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. And we just read that. The Most High said, you're not supposed to bear false witness against your neighbor, right?
Exactly.
They're telling lies to King David. They imagine the worst for me. And most people that's living today imagine the worst for our people, don't they?
Exactly.
An evil disease, which they say we full of, all kinds of diseases. Black people suffer heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell, anemia. Oh, Lord have mercy. How many diseases we got?
Numerous.
An evil disease, they say, has afflicted him, like they talked about Job.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. They can't wait for this man to die. Yes, my own familiar friends, the ones I trusted in, who ate bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. And that seems to be like how it works, right?
Exactly.
When you're on top, people love you. They all up under you. They all up around you. As soon as you get sick and you're at your lowest point, they turn on you like Doberman pinches. Man, wow, what happened? Did we sit down and eat bread together, brother? This is my friend. I trusted you. Okay. But you, Yah, you can only trust Yah. Have mercy on me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. Praise Yah. Master me, you uphold me in my integrity. I got to be doing the right thing for you to uphold me and set me in your presence for how long?
Ever. Forever.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking about. Unless he's talking about Yah restoring his soul.
Exactly.
Blessed be Yah, the Elohim of Yisrael, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. So can you measure from everlasting to everlasting?
Certainly not, my brother. Certainly not.
Can you measure? Can you measure forever?
No, I don't think so. Not even,
like you
said, not even in a quantum leap.
I want to be just like King David. People run ahead talking about they want to be like Mike. I want to be like King David, to stand in Yah's presence forever, giving him all the praise that he deserves for his wondrous works that we are witness to. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Such a beautiful song to go along with the chapter that we read by the prophet Moses, chapter 20 in the book of Shemot, the book of names. You better know Yah's name before the day of evil comes upon us, and be conscious of the poor that are around you. Take care of them. And when you do that, Yah gonna look out for you. So we poor, help us out. Send a nickel if you enjoy the show to the United Nations of Israel. Yah will gather.us, going out before Yah on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to ask for his forgiveness, for his loving kindness and his tender mercies, just like King David, and maybe he'll hear us.
Praise God. Bear in mind, that's what Cartrell said, but keep this in mind. You have to be on the right side as far as your actions are concerned. You can't be doing any old messy, old tacky old things. You can't be breaking those Ten Commandments. You can't be doing anything that's contrary to what Yah says in order to be in his favor. Praise God and bless his holy name. Cartrell, my brother. And friend,
yes, sir.
We're getting ready to get out of here. Any closing comments and our remarks?
Coming up on this weekend, a lot of time to meditate and study on what we study for the week. May the Most High be with us and bless us and continue to lift us up. May you hear our prayers, all our prayers for the sick, the afflicted, the halt, the lame, the blind, the desolate, and the oppressed of our people, because the times are getting bad, and we're going to need his help for real. Love y'all. Shalom, good night.
As Scott Trail, my brother and friend, said, we love you. Do your studies. Continue studies. You're going to have some troubles, but that's going to be all right. Don't let anything broadside you. Keep your mind on the right track and the right trail, because anything else doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We love y'all. Peace. Shalom.
See their dream. I got to get it on. Stand. and knowing this effort that you cannot rest. For my inaction, there is no defense.